Our next guests are polyhyphenates. Riz Ahmed is an acclaimed actor whose work includes projects like The Night Of and Sound of Metal. He's also a rapper, Riz MC, and former member of the group The Sweatshop Boys. His latest film, he co-wrote with the film's director, Bassam Tariq. In the film called Mogul Mowgli, Riz combines acting and rapping to powerful effect with Bassam's inventive direction, bringing us right into the moment. Riz plays Zed, an up-and-coming rapper whose lyrics are powerful and political. His verses talk about colonialism, racism, and his experiences as a Brit of Pakistani descent. But as his girlfriend points out to him, Zed spends a lot of time rapping about where he's from and very little time with his family back in the UK. Zed is a stage name. His real name is Zahir. Zed is about to land a big break when a debilitating medical condition stops him in his tracks and forces him to finally confront issues of identity and family that he has long been avoiding. Mogul Mowgli is a feature debut of Queens native director Bassam Tariq. It is playing now at Film Forum and at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Joining us now is director and co-writer Bassam Tariq. Bassam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And welcome back to the show, co-writer, producer, and star of the film, Riz Ahmed. Hi, Riz.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Bassam, was this an idea you had for a film before Riz joined, or is this a story that you conceived of together?
Yeah, I think every step of the way, Riz and I have been working on this together. We did a little trip to Pakistan, and there I saw how he processes the world through verse. So I was like, anything we work on, it needs to bring his music to life. So that was kind of how I saw it from the start.
Riz, what was it about Bassam's work or vibe that made you want to collaborate with him, especially on a project that does have a bit of a personal element to it?
I mean, Bassam has a very unique vibe. You maybe can't tell it talking to him over the phone, but the first time I met the guy, he was at his butcher's shop. He's got a butchery in Manhattan, and I'm over there, and usually when you go to meet a director for, they call it a general meeting, you meet in a cafe, you know, everyone orders lattes, you sit around, do some pretentious chat. You go in to meet Bassam, he's there, like, taking a meat cleaver to, like, beef ribs, like, barely looking up and just, like, you know, serving people their chicken drumsticks and whatever, and every now and again throw in a comment about, nah, I didn't like this movie, but you should check out this movie. And I just thought, this is just an interesting, unpretentious, down-to-earth guy. He's from a working-class background like me. We've got similar experiences. I can trust this dude. And so I know that we can go to a really, really raw, honest, personal place, and I don't have to stop to explain stuff to him. And so, you know, we became friends. We knew we were going to collaborate, and, you know, that's kind of how it happened.
I have to, it's taking everything in my body not to start talking about the butcher shop. Maybe when we get to the end of the interview, I'll come back
check
around.
It out, man.
I was like, check I just out. Need to know more.
Yeah, we're just here to pimp out, the butchery and all the other things. That's what we're doing here.
Bassam, you mentioned that trip to Pakistan. What was an element of that trip, something you saw or experienced and you felt that you knew had to make it into the film?
Oh, it was a few things. First off, I would say that, like, it was like a kind of courting period, because I was like, man, can I really dedicate my life? I've got two young boys, and thanks for the shout out to the public school. My kids are also, you know, right now, it was their first day of school. So the thing is that, like, I was wondering, like, is this somebody that I can spend this much time with? And I think what the scary thing is, as a director, if you're writing a film with an actor, and then you know that, like, if the actor drops, like, if Riz went to go do, I don't know, some big other thing, like, that's it. Like, this movie can't get made. So that's a huge risk that I'm taking. So I was like, I gotta go with this guy. I gotta see if we can really work together and vibe. So that trip to Pakistan was really this interesting courtship. And we actually saw these wrestlers, and Riz can even speak about it in a way, I think, a lot better than I can. But there's this, like, ancient wrestling style. It's been around for over, like, 500 years in Pakistan and India, where these men wear these, like, beautiful kind of floral thongs and just kick ass in the sand. And we were just like, this is so powerful. And you know, there's also an element of, like, of like this the part of our culture that we don't know how to grasp, and how it's kind of giving us this big visceral hug and we want out of it. So that's kind of an element that we brought into one of these hallucinations in the film. But yeah, I think that was one of the things that kind of inspired, but also just musically as well. Like, I think we got this energy and this kind of, this dusty kind of quality to the film, and I think so much of that came with just what we experienced in Karachi and Lahore.
Riz, did you want to dive in there and follow up?
Yeah, I think, yeah, Bassam puts it really well. You know, as you were summarizing the film before, it's like this film in many ways is about a dance between you and where you're from, mm-hmm. about you and your home. It's, you know, it's almost that wrestling match. Like you said, you know, at points in that wrestling match, it looks like one dude is trying to give the other dude a hug, but the other dude just does not want to hug. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes our relationship with home and family and where we're from, right? At the one point, it makes us who we are. You know, it inspires us, it fuels us, our roots are what we grow from. But our roots also sometimes kind of just, you know, keep pulling us back down into the soil. They sometimes keep us stuck to one spot. And in many ways, this movie is about that push and pull between us and where we're from, us and our family. You know, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. You know, our work takes me and Bassam around the world. And a lot of time we feel like, man, we're doing this for our family, for our people, and, you know, to represent and to, you know, improve their lives. And yet, hang on a minute, it's like, dude, like, did they ask you to do this? They just want you to call them, man. They just want you to go, like, actually see them. It's like, nah, I can't do that, because then I actually have to deal with them and, like, deal with myself. And, you know, the pandemic made a lot of us have to go home and deal with ourselves and sit with ourselves. In many ways, I think people relate to this film because Zed's experience is similar to what so many experienced in the pandemic. You know, you're there doing your workaholic, ambitious thing. Suddenly a health crisis forces you to go home and, you know, reassess what really matters.
My guests are Bassam Tariq and Riz Ahmed. We're talking about their new film, Mogul Mowgli. It is playing at Film Forum and the Brooklyn Academy of Music. I want to follow up on that identity idea, Riz. You know, there's a lot of conversation around Zed's name. His name is Zahir. He's got the Zed name, the stage name of Zed. So how much of the Zed Zahir thing going on is more than just code switching for this man?
I mean, let me tell you my name, for example. So everyone calls me Riz. My stage name is Riz. It's Riz Ahmed. And yet my real name is Rizwan. No one calls me Rizwan. Like, literally no one. My parents don't call me Rizwan. They call me this other nickname, you know. It's kind of weird nickname they got for me. Everyone in my community, in my hood where I grew up, they all call me that nickname. Then when I went to, like, private school over there, they use your last name. So everyone just called me Ahmed at school, which was super weird. And by the time I got to university, it's like, all right, am I going to get people to really pronounce my name right when they get confused? And they're like, what, is it Riz? Is it Chris? What did you say? What? Mm-hmm. You just go, you know, it's Riz. Just say Riz. And it's simple. And on the one hand, I kind of think, you know, that's just evolution. That's integration. It's like the UK, where I'm from, is a country full of people called Bob, Tim, John, Dave. Why not also Riz? You know, you mm-hmm. add Riz to that pantheon of names. It's kind of stretching British culture. That's cool. But also, I've kind of left part of myself at the door. There's a part of myself, my deep self, my inherited self, that I'm not connecting with. You know, and I'm almost scared of a name like Rizwan and all the history and weight that it carries. So I think, yes, part of it's just code switching for others. But when you code switch for others, you lose touch with a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm realizing more and more the older I get. And I think that's the journey that Zed goes on as well.
Okay, if you want to keep this for yourself and family, I understand. But what's the family nickname?
Bassam, do you remember it?
Yeah, of course. It's Golu, because he's got these, I think at one point, Golu means like round, and I think he was really round as a kid, but I also think he's got big eyes, means big round eyes, so, but everyone calls him Golu.
Golu, baby, it's Golu. the next movie I'm crediting is Golu Ahmed. Look out for it.
Now we know how you check into hotels. Bassam, let's talk about the title, Mogul Mowgli. It's from a track. It's from a track of one of Riz's songs. How does the name apply to Zed?
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing with the title is, like, it's a few things, I think. One is the Mughal Empire is like kind of what we believe we inherit or what we think we come from. And there's this idea that we were part of this beautiful multicultural empire that was the largest at one point and decadent or whatever. And then I guess perhaps the reality of what we've also inherited is Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book, Mowgli, mm-hmm. who's a feral child, you know, that's like trying to mimic other people and trying to figure out where he fits in. So it's always a question of where the hell are we? Are we the Muggles or are we Mowgli? And then there's also the track that Riz has, which is so good. Everyone should listen to it. It's from his album that he did with Sweatshop Boy. It's called Half Mogul, Half Mowgli. And, you know, I didn't want to call the movie that in the beginning because I felt like it's a bit like on the nose and it feels like, you know, whatever. But the funny thing was we just called our WhatsApp group Mogul Mowgli and it just kind of stuck. And so, you know, I'll just tell any like filmmakers out there, just be careful what you name your WhatsApp group. But it also became the North Star. It gave us a compass and a sense of what we were tackling and what we were dealing with.
Riz, when you were writing lyrics for this film, were you writing them as co-writer of the film in service to the script, or were you writing as you would as a musician and a rapper?
No, it was a conversation. It was a back and forth. So, for example, there's, you know, just for people who are trying to work out, like, what the hell is this film? I mean, good question. If you can work it out, let us know. But it's kind of like, it's got a musical element to it. It's got a horror element to it. Not too scary, but it's kind of, you know, some supernatural vibes. It's got a big comedy element to it. It's a family drama. And so, yeah, you're right. Like, how do you fit the music into this rich patchwork? I've got to be honest, I didn't want to make Zed's character a rapper. I thought that's too close to home, but Bassam coming from a documentary background, he was like, now we're going to make this as real as possible. Don't worry, we're going to go to some really surreal, magical, fictional places, but we got to ground it in something truthful. So he's going to be a rapper. I'm like, all right, well, we got to now write his raps. He goes, no, we're going to use your raps. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you're playing this character called Zed. Before you know it, he's got me on stage as me performing my raps. So he kind of tricked me into it, but a lot of the music in the film is my music, which later came out on an album called The Long Goodbye. Having said that, there's also some very particular scenes where Bassam was like, yo, I need you to write something for this scene. This is a scene when, for example, the scene in question when he's with his girlfriend and he's just thinking about what matters to him more. Is it the love that she is offering him? And the real connection of you know, intimate love, or is it actually trying to leave behind an artistic legacy and his ambition? And of course, you know, where he's at emotionally at the start of the film, he chooses ambition over love. And so it's almost like a soliloquy or a spoken word piece, which we wrote specifically for the film. But there's a lot of, kind of back and forth and blurring of reality and where the film starts and where the, you know, Riz's music finishes.
We actually have that clip that you were just describing when he says, love will make me lose myself. Let's take a listen to it. This is from the film Mogul Mowgli.
We weren't born to be loved. They kicked puddles at us, made rubble of us, and said that we're too dirty to love. We ain't worthy to love. That's why I'm built to prove myself. And it's not just to get paid, laid in the Porsche, the cover feature, all the divas, golf course and awards, more than that honor. Shine, climb the peak, feel the force of each fist up like a beacon lit by my torch and be immortal. My love, legacies, outlive love. A puppy's for summer, yeah? My art's for all time.
Sounds a little bit like Shakespeare when you hear it without the visuals. That's amazing. My guests are Riz Ahmed and Bassam Tariq. We are talking about the new film Mogul Mowgli. You guys have mentioned a couple of times, you talked about what the film looks like and these hallucinations we get, this mashup between fantasy and memory and history. And sometimes there's not really a clear distinction. I will tell a true story. I had friends said, I got the screener. I'm excited to interview these writers and director and actor. And they came over and we had a couple drinks and I started to watch a movie and I said, I can't drink anymore as I'm watching this movie. I'm like, what is happening in front of me? So I'm curious, Bassam, as you thought about weaving together all of this different fantasy, memory, and history, what did you want us to go with the ride of it? Did you want us to be a little confused, not sure what begins and what ends?
Yeah, I think we made a decision. We committed to kind of like the way we filmed everything is quite pedestrian, actually. It's very unassuming. And that was on purpose because we wanted it all to kind of feel like it's fluid. And it's a bit scary when you decide to do that because than these aberrations or these departures. You're not sure if, because we're not stylistically or indicating it with our hands or, you know, doing like, oh, now, you know, it's like, it's so subtle, the changes that, you know, but I think that also just comes from, in Sufism, in like, you know, which is the spiritual science of Islam, there's this idea that when you are ill, you have veils lifted from you, and it's a form of purification. So that was something that we were trying to keep in mind of like, oh, wow. So it's like, as you know, as you are ill, you are taken to these moments and these visions of things of your past or your past self or memories of other people or of your own family members. So I think there was this something in that that we wanted to link back. And I think Riz and I were reading a lot about epigenetics, inherited trauma. And we thought, like, what does it look like if your body is literally having this battle on a molecular level, this identity crisis on a molecular level? So that was how I think we were looking at it as well. So both like at a metaphysical and like kind of a biological way as well.
Riz, is this one?
Can I just jump in there and say,
of course.
You see, as you can see from Bassam's answer, like, I was like trying to say to him, people aren't going to understand this, Bassam. This is crazy. And he hit me with answers like that, which just confused me even more. So I was just like, this is a real answer, a real artist. He's saying, let you with the metaphysical and the spiritual and the biological. I was just like, what the hell is this guy talking about? I guess, listen, let me just go with it. And you know what? In a weird way, and I don't know if you agree with me, you know, look, I don't know how drunk you got when you're watching a movie, but this is a film that's harder to explain and talk about than it is to just watch. When you're watching it, it's not a confusing movie. Like, I've seen weird art house movies that are like, okay, I don't know what the hell just happened. This is not that movie. This is like very clear. You're on this journey with this guy. He's sick. He doesn't want to be sick. He's stuck at home in the hospital with his family. He does not want to be there. He wants to go back on tour. And he's having his dream sequences where he's trying to work through his stuff, you know, his family issues, his physical health issues, all of this kind of stuff, right? And yet, when you're talking about it, it's hard to explain. And that's what I think is amazing about Bassam as a filmmaker. He lets his camera do the talking. He's not stopping and explaining to the audience. He wouldn't stop and explain to me as an actor. He just said, listen, just go with it, you know, just follow me. And he leads with his heart. And it's all there on the screen. So it's a leap of faith, because with us talking about it, it's like, okay, you know, you know, these guys were on acid when they were making this, but it's not that. It's actually just because life has a complexity that's actually hard to like pin down to a neat little soundbite. And I feel like this film is true to life, and it's truest to life when it's most kind of imaginative and surreal, you know?
For the record, I did not get drunk. I stopped before that. I just knew I had to pay attention. I'm a professional. My guests are Bassam Tariq and Riz Ahmed. We're talking about their new film, Mogul Mowgli. I want to ask you about a filmmaking choice, Bassam. So it's shot in a 4:3 aspect ratio. Why that choice?
Yeah, I mean, the simplest thing is, it's so funny because now I'm like so worried that all my answers sound so academic. Thank you, Riz. Like,
no, I'm playing. I'm just teasing you, bro.
And you know what, Bassam, you're on public radio. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I will say is that like there's kind of this like tunnel feeling that we knew that the train is an important part in this, right? The partition train and how we bring that to life. And I wanted it all to feel like a strong tunnel vision. It's almost like a train is coming through you, through your body, and it's just going to pass by you. So that's kind of what we're really building to. And I would say that there's that element of it. And then the other thing is like, I feel like it's an artist in progress. So I wanted the frame to feel a bit incomplete, a bit fragmented, because I'm also in progress. Like, I didn't have the answers. So in a way, I was kind of like, I want the audience to fill in the gaps. And so much of cinema that I love is where, you know, the audience is actually, you know, it's the theater of the mind as well. It's what you don't film that can actually be just as powerful. So I think that's a lot of what we were also trying to do.
Throughout the movie, there's a figure that visits Zed, and it's a figure, it's a man with a flower veil covering his face, Tobitek Singh. Why are you laughing?
Like, who made this film?
When you talk about it, it sounds insane.
It sounds so ridiculous.
This is a crazy sounding film. Promise it's not that crazy, guys. Promise. But yeah.
Abbas, I'll let you go. Tell us what Toba Tek Singh is referenced to.
It's a lot of things. So it's like a short story written by Sadat Hasan Manto. It's only 2 pages long. I think everyone should read it. It's great. But I'm not going to get into the short story. But what I will say is that it's almost like if the illness was brought to life, the trauma was brought to life, what would it look like or be like? I think that's one way to look at it. I don't know. Maybe Riz speaks to it so much better and like more eloquently. I don't know. Riz, you want to add anything?
I'm trying to divide Bassam because listen, we've got this movie where you've got a guy who's sick and he's in hospital this whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do you dramatize that? How do you really bring that to life? And just to be clear, you know, look, Zed is really sick. He's kind of inherited so much of the movie is about, like I said, you know, that push and pull, that dance with you and where you're from. And so that means he's inherited certain kind of, gifts and curses, let's say. You know, he's inherited this rich culture, you know, of Qawwali music from Pakistan that actually, whether he knows it or not, is kind of the ancestor to his rapping. But he's also inherited, you know, this genetic condition and this sense of kind of dislocation. And Toba Tek Singh, this character who's kind of dressed in a kind of traditional groom's outfit, in many ways, he encapsulates that whole inheritance. You know, on the one hand, he's kind of embodies that illness that Zed is suffering. On the other hand, he and also that sense of dislocation. Mm-hmm. As Bassam said, Toba Tek Singh is itself a short story that we reference, and it's all about someone who's pushed out of India and Pakistan and has to make their home in no man's land. So that sense of dislocation that Zed feels as a British Pakistani, his father felt as a, you know, someone pushed out between India and Pakistan. So Toba Tek Singh is in his inheritance of dislocation and illness, but also of creativity. Creativity is so often inspired by that sense of dislocation and not fitting in and not belonging. So it's that he's the gift and the curse. And it was just Bassam's idea to personify all of that and create this interesting kind of, almost kind of supernatural character that visits him.
The name of the film is Mogul Mowgli. It's now playing at Film Forum and the Brooklyn Academy of Music. I've been speaking with co-writer and star Riz Ahmed and co-writer and director Bassam Tariq. Thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate spending some time with you.
Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure.
And let's go out a little bit on a song from the film about Toba Tek Singh. This is all of it. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name?